it's great news for St. Columbus College to Norther, probably on a week when they're celebrating 50 years that they've been accepted by Department of Education onto the ADAPT program, which means it fast-tracks different projects. Probably the other project in Donegal is St. Unions College in Letterkenny in this system. And what happens now is that a project manager will be appointed through e-tenders, and it will go then to design stage. And what happens in the project manager, he will be geographically located for, say, the northwest area. So any projects in northwest, he will be dealing with them, which is good news that when you ring up at your school, that you're not ringing Department of Education directly, you're ringing the project manager, which should move things along quicker. This project now would be it's a massive issue, because there's five science labs in this, three specialist classrooms like multimedia, technical graphics, art rooms, construction, education, technology rooms, a library, and a PE hall, and plus as well there will be two special education need bases as well, with all the facilities that go with that, multi-sensory rooms, and plus six hardcourt play areas outside.
Inevitably, in the current climate, questions are going to be asked about the availability of funding and whether there will be funding ultimately available, irrespective of how quickly the plans are approved and finalised. Funding is going to be the bottom line that determines whether or not things proceed speedily. Are you convinced and are you satisfied that funding won't be compromised as a result of the current situation?
No. It's getting on this ADAPT program is the main thing. Any teacher or any principal out there that will tell you that it's getting onto these programs. It's when you're not on the programs that you're having problems, because we look at St. Mary's National School of Eastern Order. It will be going now. It's got through all those stages and it's ready for construction very shortly. So, I mean, I've spoke to the principal on this morning, and the school is delighted fully with the 50-year celebrations. This is great news for the staff. But realistically, we're talking about this will be built in sections, because they won't be given them extra rooms in the meantime, because this will be demolition of existing parts of the school, the older parts of the buildings, and the construction of new parts. So we're looking at it could be 2 years before we're on site, but completed within five. That's been realistically, I could tell you that it's not going to be done before this election or the next election, and it's not an election issue here. This is something positive. I'm on the board of the school myself, so I'm delighted for this. So great to see this happen.